from its moorings and holds it aloft, representing number 939.
He went on to steal 1,406 bases. He had been battling pneumonia. Ricky Henderson was 65. The clock is ticking for holiday shoppers. Here's CBS Boston reporter Tiffany Chan.
With less than 5 days until Christmas, the pressure is on.
Just looking for some Secret Santa gifts and, her shopping's on here all wrapped up. But some small things for my parents.
Shoppers didn't let the snow stop them from crossing things off the Christmas to-do list here at Boston's Snowport Marketplace. Fitting name, huh?
It's almost like a dream come true coming to Boston, snowing, and coming here.
It makes it more festive. We love the snow.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says many shoppers are dealing with snow and bitter cold this weekend, especially in the upper Midwest.
It will fall to about 20 to 30 below zero during the night tonight, right on into Sunday morning. And wind chills will be excessively low, and it could reach bitter levels as well across the northern plains, the Great Lakes, and even into the northeast, the New England states, too.
Weather issues have forced hundreds of flight delays and cancellations. This woman is stuck in Pittsburgh.
I was supposed to fly out on Monday evening, and that was canceled. I was able to rebook for Tuesday, and then that was canceled. And there weren't any more flights until Saturday.
Many federal workers will be able to breathe easier this holiday season.
With President Biden's signature, a bill that averts a federal government shutdown became law. Congress approved a temporary funding plan just after the midnight deadline.
The bill is passed.
Late Friday, the House passed the measure following two failed efforts that sent GOP lawmakers scurrying for a deal.
CBS's Christiane Benavides. President-elect Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, announced today she is removing her name from consideration to replace outgoing Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Some Amazon workers in New York City have gone on strike.
They have joined in with what they're calling the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Now, Amazon Teamsters here at the JFK 8 warehouse in Staten Island, which is where we are told is the largest union facility, joined in with the 10,000 other Teamsters striking in different parts of New York City and across the country as well.
CBS New York's John Diaz reports they're demanding better pay and benefits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
A history museum in the Midwest has been invaded by nutcrackers. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper explains.
In Little Falls, Minnesota, sits the Charles Warehouser Museum, featuring logging, farming, and more. But this time of year, wooden soldiers take over as nutcrackers are scattered among historical artifacts. There's even a scavenger hunt. The first donation came from the tourism board. The second from a resident who gave them his lifelong collection. Grace Doxbury with the Morrison County Historical Society says they've crushed it with this project.
We're getting more people than, you know, we usually get on a good summer day. So this has been really good for us.
Area businesses are benefiting too. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Actress Blake Lively is suing her co-star and director of the movie It Ends With Us, Justin Baldoni, accusing him of sexual harassment and launching a smear campaign against her. The suit also names Baldoni's publicist and the studio behind their movie. Baldoni calls the claims completely false, outrageous, and intentionally salacious. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, temps holding steady for the most part, upper teens to near 20. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Chances for flurries and snow showers Sunday night and on into Monday. High warming to the mid 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Yeah. up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say it's the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Second. can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
I'm local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Oh, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Michael Wallace. Baseball Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson has died. He was the sport's all-time leader in stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs. He spent much of his career with the Oakland A's. Former A's front office executive Andy Dolich says Henderson was one of a kind.
It is truly a gut punch to millions of baseball fans that just absolutely loved what Ricky Henderson stood for as a human being and as the greatest leadoff hitter in the history of baseball.
Ricky Henderson was 65. On this last weekend before Christmas, cash registers are humming.
The Christmas crush is on with shopping and shipping in full swing.
Now we just got to go home and wrap them up.